This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When you consider what the left got wrong, knowingly or otherwise, you have to wonder, why would anybody listen to him? There's so many things I could talk about on this subject completely wrong. I'm talking about they are 100% wrong. And as I said, knowingly or otherwise, it'll sound like a repeat record here, folks, but I have to walk you through it. Russian collusion is the first one. They knowingly lied about this. Knowingly. Hillary Clinton was complicit. The Department of Justice under Obama was complicit. The existing Department of Justice under Trump and now part of Biden's administration under the coup, same one, which, by the way, is a carryover of Obama's, is complicit. These are people that do not care. They want one thing. They want your blood. This reminds me of the movie Tombstone. I want your blood. Well, I'm your Huckleberry. I am your Huckleberry. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. I talked in the first hour about economic downturn. Look, I know there's an economic downturn. If you decide in your charity that you want to help people that are going out there doing the right thing, I suggest you go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and donate. A couple of bucks, $5, $10. It'll be, trust me, the operating budget for the year. And thankfully, there'll be some people who will do a lot more than that, who will carry the weight of many others. And I talk about them all the time because they deserve it. The people who have donated in ways that I know are probably, I don't want to say beyond their means, because they're not going to go broke. Please don't. Donating to us. But they certainly have given more than their fair share. And we appreciate you more than you know. I truly want to meet with you. I'm going to be in Florida. I will meet with Bob and Carol. Albert knows I'm coming to California. We're going to do something. I mean, I want to meet with these folks. And some of them already have. We've met personally. So if you decide you want to give, great. If you don't, no problem. I'm glad you're listening. I hope you spread the word about the show. The show will be going behind the firewall at the end of the year. First of the year, we're moving in behind the firewall. We've got to get people compensated. It's just that simple. And I'm no longer going to, go into my treasury anymore. We are a solid 7 figures into this thing, and we'll never get it back. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to own a yacht or a private plane in this lifetime. I figured it out. It's okay. Because you know what I have? I have amazing friendships. I had one of my friends call me the other day. We hadn't talked in a while. He's like, man, been wanting to call you. I said, same thing. I was gonna call you. And we had should have been a 2-minute conversation, just checking up on each other. We're on the phone for an hour. Dude's like my brother. And we were just talking about what we've been through in our lives and how we were there for each other and stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I felt like the richest dude in the world. I did. I can't even exaggerate it. I felt so blessed to be on the phone with somebody who would give his life for me. And I'm not exaggerating this one bit. And we were just talking about the old days, martial arts and a bunch of other stuff that we used to get into, how we're getting older and, you know, wiser. And his business is going well. By the way, he was targeted by the IRS. He told me that story. It cost him $120,000 just to get him off his back. And he said, Kev, you know I was legit. I was right. I do everything by the book. He says, but my attorney told me, you know what? You better just get the nuisance out of it. So he says, fine. He says, and you know what? They didn't think a black dude could come up with that kind of money. That's why they did it. He didn't owe it. They just targeted it. So I was telling him the IRS dropping by my house, you know.
You owe us $26,000.
So, long story short, we had a great conversation, but it reminded me, number one, of Thanksgiving, why I can be thankful. And, yeah, is everything going the way I plan it? No. But you know the old saying, man makes a plan and God smiles. Because he's going, that ain't my plan for you. So I don't worry about it. But anyway, let's go back to what I was talking about. What are the people that the left, what are they, if they were to tell you the truth, I think it would just blow your mind. We're talking about aliens. I want to know who shot JFK and aliens. How about if the left just came and Adam Schiff came at a press conference? I just want to correct the record. We knew that Donald Trump did not have collusion with the Russians. I never had any proof. We know that Hillary Clinton set it up and that members of the Department of Justice actually did collude with Hillary Clinton's campaign in order to get Donald Trump. We did initiate an overthrow of Donald Trump, and we, for the record, I want to just state it clearly for the American people, cheated in the election of 2020. We also cheated in the election of 2022. And we used the J6 hearings to cover up for our malfeasance. I just want to come clean. I want to cleanse my soul. As I said, if somebody said, Kevin, would you rather know what the Democrats did in 2020 legitimately in terms of stealing an election? Or would you rather know who shot JFK or if there are aliens? I'd rather know the truth. I'd rather the Democrats come out and tell us the absolute truth about the stealing of the 2020 election. I would be more interested in that. I'd like to know their truth about guns and the education system. Is it really what I think it is? I'd like to know them to come out and say, you know, we talk about abortion being a woman's right to choose. That's just nonsense. The abortion is really us limiting the number of criminals that we believe are going into the future. And the problem is with single moms, which tend to be minority women. Yes, we are targeting minority women for the extinction of the minority population, or at least the limiting of it. Would you rather know about UFOs, or would you rather the Democrats come clean about what their real agenda are? Because I would rather know what their agenda are. Now, see, I would rather know about UFOs because I already know what the Democrats' agenda are. They want your money, they want power, and they want to make it easier and easier and easier to get. And let me tell you, in the last two election cycles, they've made it way too easy. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You can't handle the truth. Oh, yeah, we can. We can handle the truth. We can handle the truth of all these leftist wrongs, is what I'm calling this segment. Leftist wrongs. Things that these people lie about openly to your face and then dare you to prove it. It's fascinating to watch. I have to admit. Global climate change, that's one. This nonsense has been going on for decades, folks. Once somebody figured out how to profit on something as normal as weather, I want you to think about how you come up with this. Dr. Evil couldn't be better. Dr. Evil's looking for these sinister plots of, here's what we'll do. We will harvest the moon, and we will do this, and we will mine Mars. And there's some little Democrat going, I tell you what, why don't we just say weather is climate change, and we could rob everybody? And somebody goes, it's so sinister in its simplicity. I mean, really, I thought the pet rock was crazy. again, I'm dating myself, but there was a craze when I was a kid. It was the Pet Rock. And people all over America were buying a stupid rock, putting it around on a necklace or on a ring and calling it their pet rock. It was a pet. Getting people to buy a rock and call it a pet. And then, do you remember this other little toy, the little thing? It was like the shape of an egg or whatever. I don't even think it was an egg. I think it was just an electronic little deal. And you had to feed it and do it. You treated it like it was your kid, and you kept it with you. And it would beep, beep, beep. And you'd pull it out, and you'd see people messing with it. And they'd stick it back in their pocket. And it was like having your little baby with you. It reminded me of the thing that they would do with kids where they had to keep the egg. And the egg was their baby. And they had to make sure that the egg was properly fed and all cared for. And a lot of kids ended up breaking the egg. And they were like, well, see, you just killed your child. And it's funny. So these were the tricks that were played so that people could learn parenthood or whatever, like they care. Now they just abort them. It doesn't matter. But going back to climate change, you know, there was a time when either the earth was cooling too fast or it was heating too fast. And now whatever the earth happens to do, it doesn't matter. For the leftists, the earth needs saving. And what's funny to me is you watch these commercials, we make sustainable this, we do sustainable that, we do sustainable. It's funny, people that don't make, we bottle water, we do so sustainably. How so? Do you put it in a corduroy jacket? What are you putting your water in? Last time I checked, it was mostly plastic bottles. And then the ones who don't use bottles, the filters, they go, what we do is we let you filter your own water, so we give back to the environment by not creating a plastic bottle. Okay, great. Yeah, I don't need your container. Okay, phenomenal. Hey, I have a suggestion. Why don't you just sell one thing of water, and you give people a packet, and they just take the tap water from their tap, and then they put in the packet. It cleans up their water, and they have one water bottle, and you limit it, and you say, everybody only gets one water bottle, because that sucker will last forever if you don't squash it or, you know, use the bottle cap to teach your son how to hit baseballs like I do. But whatever, that's your bottle, that's your plastic bottle for your lifetime. How about we do that? Why don't we pass some legislation for that? Can we talk climate misery for a bit? There was an article written by a guy named Bjorn Lomborg in the Wall Street Journal. How the climate elite spread misery is what it's called. And it starts with a sign that was in the Sun. And I don't know whether this is in Britain or somewhere, but it says 42 degrees Celsius. It's a scorcher. And then everyone is dead. It's a bellwether of what's going to happen when the sun moves too close to the earth and burns up all the, you know, water, and who knows, I don't know, all the catastrophes that could happen. But Lord knows, the scorched earthers are telling us we're all going to die. If it's not from COVID, it'll be because the sea levels rise and, you know, this, that, and the other. I watched some show the other day that talked about an island that got engulfed in the 1500, who knows how long ago. But it used to be above water, now it's below water. You can only see the mountaintops. Isn't that true of the entire ocean? I mean, there's mountains larger than Mount Everest under the ocean. This guy goes on to say this. The chattering classes who jet to conferences at Davos or Aspen have for years been telling the rest of us that our biggest immediate threats are climate change, environmental disasters, and biodiversity loss. They point to current heat waves killing thousands across Europe as the latest reason to change our societies and economies radically by switching to renewables. Such arguments are misleading. It's true that as temperatures rise, the world will experience more heat waves, but humans also adapt to such things. In Spain, for example, rising temperatures have actually led to fewer heat deaths because people who have adapted faster than temperatures have gone up. It simply took air conditioning, public cooling centers, and better treatment of maladies that are caused by aggravated by heat, such as heat stroke and heart disease. The exclusive focus on heat deaths is also misleading. Across the world, low temperatures are much more dangerous than high ones. 500,000 people die each year from heat, but more than 4.5 million die from cold. You starting to get the picture? I think you are. They said, while rising temperatures will increase heat deaths, they will also decrease cold deaths. A recent Lancet study found that rising temperatures since 2000 have on net reduced the number of temperature-related deaths. Is anybody going to tell you this? Researchers concluded that by the end of the 2010s, rising temperatures globally were causing 116,000 more deaths annually, but also leading to 283,000 fewer cold deaths a year. You want to do the math on it? Well over 150,000 deaths or lives were saved because of rising temperatures. Is anybody going to tell you this? Moreover, he writes, politicians' singular focus on climate change ignores that people are much more worried about, you ready? Rampant inflation, especially rising food and energy prices and climate policies. I'll get this stuff out. And climate policies are making the problems worse. So they know this. I go back to my premise. Leftist wrongs. Leftists know what's going on, and they lie to your face. They lie to your face. Climate change has been called by many people in very high positions the biggest existential threat to mankind. Do you believe that? They say climate change is bigger than war, that the United States needs to be more worried about climate change than we are in an invasion of people into our country through the border, illegal invasion, than war, or even the dreaded COVID. We'll be back.
Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The House has passed and sent to President Biden the $1.7 trillion bill that funds the government through the end of next September. It came with some last biting comments from the current House Speaker and the man who hopes to be the next House Speaker.
It is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body. I can't help but wonder, had he forgotten January 6th?
Democrat Nancy Pelosi and Republican Kevin McCarthy. The FlightAware nationwide count so far, 4,400 flights canceled, 5,400 delayed thanks to the winter storm that's blasted the USA all week. All flights out of Buffalo's airport have been canceled tonight. Towns along the coasts of the Great Lakes and the Atlantic are being flooded. More than 1.5 million customers are without power. Memphis has imposed rolling blackouts. And in Denver, the mayor says the wind chill hitting minus 18 degrees makes it unsafe to go outside. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden has brought misery. And not only to America, folks, he has brought misery to the world. Understand this. Everything happening in America right now, all the rampant inflation, the crime, the people just not able to pay their bills, having to go to desperate measures, is happening around the world, and Joe Biden created it. But instead of admitting that, Biden uses that information as an excuse for what's happening to Americans. He says,
well, you know, while we are struggling here in America, you got to understand people are far worse in the world.
What he's telling you is, as America goes, the world goes far worse, and I'm responsible for what's happening here, but don't worry about what I'm doing to you. Look at what I'm doing to these other people. If you think you got it bad, look at them. Now, here's what's funny. You think the Republicans are going to seize on that? You think the Republicans have enough to be able to say, hey, look, Joe Biden's spiking the football by saying America's doing so great. America's always doing better than the rest of the world. That's what we do. But what it also means is this. When America is doing well, the rest of the world is doing better, much better. So Biden wants to wallow in the world's misery. What did Trump do? Trump went around the world celebrating the success of America, saying, hey, enjoy it. Get some for yourselves. Make Poland great again. You see, I'll never forget it. He was in Poland. They were like, well, you know, MAGA. They were all MAGA. Make America great again. He was like, yeah, you should make Poland great again. Make whatever. Make England great again. MAGA. But what does Biden do? Biden spreads misery and then tells people, well, look at them. Look at what I've done to them. If you think what I did to you is bad, look at what I did to them. It's like Biden saying, you know what? The last girl I dated, I hit her. I only slap you. Oh, I'm supposed to feel better about that. Geez, thank you for being so, you know, not being so mean-spirited to me, Joe. Let me ask you folks, put a price tag on leftism. Put it on woke. Put it on the trillions of dollars being spent in woke. Put it on the waste of time that we spend in this country analyzing black versus white, rich versus poor, woman versus male, straight versus LGBT, etc. Does it really matter? The short answer is no, not one bit. It doesn't influence anything. It has no impact on anything, but we study it like it's some, you know, it's a science. It's nonsense is what it is. And we allow it. Put a price tag on leftism. What does it cost you in academia to study wokeism? To study women's studies, ethnic studies, whatever. What does it cost? Trillions of dollars go to this stuff every year. But certainly over a few years. It's billions each year, guarantee you. Wasted money. Wasted energy. Wasted time and effort. They could be going into really solving problems. Ask yourself this. There are people that create strife. Everywhere they go, they create strife. And it's an easy thing to tell who it is. It's always the busybody. It's somebody whose life is so unfulfilling that they got to get into yours. Let's circle back on energy. I was talking about leftist wrongs. And climate misery, right? This is where we're doing. There's nothing more existentially threatening to the world, and certainly to America, than climate change. But let's look at the solutions. This guy writes, much of the extreme energy price increase that normal people are dealing with is caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. Well, that's not true in America. The biggest reason for our energy crisis is the guy who has been installed in the coup of 2020, Joe Biden, who undid all of Trump's policies that had made America energy independent and driven the price of gasoline well under $2.50 a gallon and probably would have gotten it under $2 a gallon. They go on to say this, but things wouldn't be nearly as bad if the West hadn't thrown up green roadblocks to its own energy security, such as Biden's moratorium on gas leases, which, by the way, he just lifted that because now Exxon or Chevron can drill in Venezuela. But he says, or Europe's refusal to dig into its substantial shale gas reserves. Climate policies also increase energy prices by subsidizing renewables like solar and wind. That makes it even harder to adapt to the extreme temperatures climate activists bemoan. You need cheap and reliable energy to afford air conditioning in the summer and heating in the winter. Let me put it this way. The climate people, the climate change zealots, are the reason for the deaths in the summer and the winter. Is that putting it as succinctly as we can? They're the reason. He says rising fuel prices also make food more expensive. I already said this. If you got to truck something, you're going to air it, you're going to rail it, however you're going to get there. Let me tell you, you are not getting there through electric vehicles. And oh, by the way, if you are getting there through electric vehicles, you are still paying the price. Low-cost synthetic fertilizer, they say, is one of the greatest technologies humanity has invented for feeding the world. But it's mostly made with, you ready for this? Natural gas. Even with almost a billion people at risk of starvation, climate-based bureaucrats still object to producing more fertilizer because of the fossil fuels that are required. Let me tell you what that's about. So you can easily make food by way of these fertilizers. You can grow more food. You could feed an additional billion people. Almost a billion people are at risk of starvation because they don't want to create this. Do you think that the people who brought you the coronavirus, the Chinese Wu flu virus that started the eugenics movement, want you to figure out how to allow more people to be on Earth? These are people that think, look, as you know, we passed the 8 billion mark, estimated, not too long ago. Do you think these people that thought that 3 billion was the mark to reach? I mean, and by the way, there are people that thought less than that. They said the earth could not sustain more than 3 billion. There are those that said the earth could not sustain more than 5 billion. There are people that say the earth could not sustain more than 10 billion, and we just passed the 8 billion mark. So, in other words, like the climate people, there's always a newer threat, a newer, better threat. If it's not global cooling, it's global warming. If it's not global warming, it's back to global cooling. And if it's not either one of them, then it's whatever is happening for the earth at that given time. That's what we've got to be fighting. And it's all with an effort to, ready? Save the planet. Those three words have cost the world more money than anything you can imagine. Save the planet. They go on, the cost of green policies will become even harder to bear if politicians make good on their promises to hit net zero emissions. That may be the biggest two word, because it's hyphenated, net zero emissions. That may be the next biggest phrase besides save the planet that are going to cost this country and the world trillions and trillions of dollars. There's not enough money in the world to get to net zero emissions. But see, it's very clever what they've done. It's like, we will not be done until we've eradicated racism. We will not be done until we've eradicated the disparity between the rich and the poor. You beginning to see a theme here? We will not be done until we get to net zero emissions. I'm going to make you a bet. You're not going to get to any of those. You're not going to get to net zero emissions. You're not going to make the planet or America racist free, right? And you're not going to end whatever disparities between good looking and ugly people, between rich and poor, between black and white. You're not going to get rid of any disparities because that's not the way the world works. But the Democrats, already the leftists, always give themselves an impossible condition that cannot be met. And the only thing that it does is it just allows them to keep that money conveyor belt going. We've got to get to net zero, man. We've got to go there. We've got to get less and less and less. Okay, so what if we, let's just ask this question. What if we never get to net zero? Is that a possibility? Because the short answer is, of course it's a possibility, because it's an impossibility. More on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The litany of leftist lies is too long of a list. How do you like that for alliteration? That's why you listen to the program, isn't it? Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Talking about leftist wrongs. Things, lies, leftist lies, wrongs, whatever. Knowingly or unknowingly, wittingly or unwittingly, they cost you money. They add to your angst. If you're feeling anxious in any way, I promise you it is because of leftism. People wanting to lock you down. People wanting to force you to get a vaccination that you don't want and you don't even need. And then they protect the pharmaceutical companies. They protect all the medical institution and pretend that it's all there for you. It's all for you. We care about people. It's all about money. People that get you to do things, and they study this, by the way. This isn't some, you know, thing that they're not guessing here. They know what human nature is. They know what to get you to do. And you did it. And you continue to do it. Right now, it's target Donald Trump. Trump's not helping. I mean, he's doing stupid stuff. But if Trump were smart, he would just say, look, I'm just going to, every time they say something about me, I'm going to remind you that they're wrong, that it's an admitted wrong, whether it's Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, or bimbo eruptions, or, you know, Charlottesville and them taking my comments out of context or whatever. I'm going to prove to you every single time that it was a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie. I'm not going to get defensive. I'm going to just tell you, that's a lie. I'll show you. And then what I'm also going to do is I'm going to go and investigate them. I'm going to show you what they're doing. I'm going to go and I don't know why Trump hasn't thought of this. Why doesn't he just get undercover operatives to go find out about Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and others? I mean, that's what I would do. If I had this kind of coin, I'd have so much dirt on these politicians. It would be amazing. I'd find out about John Kerry. We're talking about climate change right now. I'd find out about John Kerry. I would trace every nickel this guy makes from money, from climate change. I'd do the same with AOC. I would report everywhere she goes, every dollar she spends, how much hookup she gets. Really? Guys, is it that difficult? Seriously. We have spent hundreds of millions of dollars, probably, let's be honest, across the election landscape of 2022, billions of dollars got spent by Republicans to get nothing. There's very few places we could point at and go, oh, we crushed it over here. Florida's won. Other than that, we didn't crush it. We're fighting for our lives. How could we be fighting for our lives with the nonsense that the nonsense that Democrats put out and leftists put out every single day? How is it? Oh, Kevin, it's about that abortion issue. That nonsense. Not going to convince me of that. Because everything I'm talking about are things that impact you day to day. And look, I get it. There are a faction of people out there who don't mind killing the unborn. Okay. Fine. If you're going to tell me they outnumber the people who are mad about groceries, mad about their rents going up, donating blood and plasma and sperm and everything else so they can pay their bills, I beg to differ. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Talking about leftist wrongs as it pertains to climate change, the cost of green policies, this guy writes, will become even harder to bear if politicians make good on their promises to hit net zero emissions. That's where I left off. And I gave you a host of other things that leftist politicians promise. They're going to world peace. They're going to end racial inequality. They're going to end sexism. They're going to end genderism. They're going to end xenophobia. Everything is going to come to an end. It must come to an end. We must find the last remaining racist, sexist, homophobe, etc. Or we must still work at it. We must spend trillions of dollars until we find all these people. Achieving net zero globally by 2050, they say, would cost more than $5 trillion a year for the next 3 decades, according to McKinsey, one of the best think tanks in the world. That would be one-third of the total global tax revenue. If every American were to shell out more than $5,000 a year, it would only get the U.S. 80% of the way there by mid-century. Hitting 100% would likely cost more than that. The European Union currently pays $69 billion a year in subsidies to support its renewables. But if the EU persists with its stauncher promises of net zero, that annual climate policy is likely to exceed one policy cost, rather, is likely to exceed $1 trillion. For us, that's a rounding error now, right? A trillion. It's only a trillion. That's what Joe Biden would say. And it's only $1 trillion, and, you know, and after all, aren't we buying Cuba with it or something? They say there's no wonder there's political pushback to environmental grandstanding. The Netherlands has been roiled by protests since the government mandated in June that nitrogen oxide and ammonia emissions, which are produced by livestock, must be slashed by 70 to 80% in some parts of the country. As many as 40,000 farmers demonstrated against the measure last month. Holland is among the world's 10th largest food exporters, and these policies would decimate the country's agricultural industry while global hunger is rising. Ask yourself, why would you stop people from cows fart? So do humans, by the way. It's just a natural part of your body. You're going to create methane. I don't care how petite and dainty a woman looks. Trust me, she can bust some doozies. You know what I mean? So it's just what the body does naturally. And the only thing we do is we try not to do it in polite company.
I'm sorry. I must excuse myself to go fart. Kevin, go. Please be gone.
Right? So, but cows do it. All animals are farting out there. And the government, there are governments out there going, listen, we must manage the farts. I mean, the level of ridiculous. We got to slash the methane by 70 to 80%. God created this beautiful planet with every animal in it. Do you not understand that methane emission is needed somewhere? I don't know where, but it's needed or it wouldn't be produced. So why are they doing this? Why are they saying you aren't? We're going to tax you. The more cattle you have, the more we're going to tax you because they're violating the methane. This mandatory thing that we've got to slash, which is probably going to cause starvation. Yeah. Do you suspect that maybe they don't want to feed all the world? I already talked to you about fertilizer. So they're penalizing fertilizer because it's produced with products that are where you use natural gas. They're penalizing farmers for their cattle that produce a natural gas, methane. Both of these solutions could feed, in one case, they estimate billions with the fertilizer, and these cattle, who knows what these guys are producing? I don't know. It's a huge part of the Scandinavian economy. And what do they do? People are starving to death. And they say, nope, don't want it. The writer continues, Sri Lanka is the epitome of elite environmentalism gone wrong. Pushed to go organic by activists and the World Economic Forum, the government banned synthetic fertilizers in April of 2021. This goes back to the fertilizers I was talking about earlier. Food production collapsed and the currency defaulted. Hungry and outraged citizens launched protests, overran the presidential palace, and forced the government to resign en masse and the president to flee the country. Way to go, Sri Lanka. Way to go. See, they pushed too far. And the people finally said, enough is enough. I'm going to put it to you this way. There ain't enough military in America to stop Americans, if everybody says enough is enough. This should be the big, and by the way, it is the biggest fear of the Democrats, which is why they built Fort Pelosi, even with the January 6th nonsense. They wanted to see how fast and who would respond, who will send in the National Guard to shore up things if we call you in. That's what they were doing. They said it's entirely possible to help the climate and working families at the same time. The policies to do so are innovation-focused. Policymakers need to recognize that they can't simply eliminate fossil fuels with current technologies. Look, there's nobody that I'm speaking to that's hearing my voice that is not for solar energy, rechargeable batteries. I love rechargeable batteries. I get sick of throwing away good batteries in a remote control when I know I could just recharge, put new batteries in, and we're good to go. Save myself money, yada, yada. There's none of us that are against this. So why can't we come to a reasonable understanding? In a word, leftists. They don't want reason. They want chaos.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.